A new report has found Australia leads the world in the installation of household solar panels. But the Energy Supply Association of Australia says the nation lags others when it comes to large-scale solar projects. And that means our international ranking for use of solar energy overall drops to sixth. Samantha Donovan explains.
When it comes to installing solar panels on household roofs, Australia is number one in the world, according to the Energy Supply Association. It's a peak industry body representing energy retailers, suppliers and generators. Matthew Warren is its CEO.
We're clearly leading the world in rooftop solar. There's literally daylight second. Australia has around 15% of all dwellings with solar panels on their roof now. The country that's nearest to us is Belgium with about 7%, and most other countries are in very lower single digits. So we're kind of pioneering the experiment of rooftop solar, and the world is watching.
What do you put that high adoption rate down to? Does it relate to subsidies and rebates that were in place in the past?
Yeah, look, I don't think it was planned. I think it was a coincidence of events, but certainly the cost of panels fell at the time that state and national governments in Australia were sort of ramping up and accelerating support for the schemes. And what we've seen is that that's switched from just being a boutique market to a sort of normal consumer good. So households are now buying solar panels like they might buy anything else that they'd install in their home.
The rebates and subsidies have gone, but people are still buying them and installing them at high rates?
Yeah, that's the interesting bit. So having established the market and removed most of the support for it, the market is continuing strongly without government support. And that's the idea. You don't subsidise technologies indefinitely. If you want to develop and bring technologies to market, then you need to know how to get out of that process. So we're seeing 70, 80 megawatts a month of solar installed around the country.
Are people installing rooftop solar mainly because they think it can save them money?
I think a combination of that. It's if people see it as something that saves them in the long term. It protects them from any further increases in power costs. I think they like the technology, and like a lot of things we buy as consumers, we sometimes just buy things because we like them. I don't think many households have gone and done detailed cost analysis like we wouldn't with other things. I think they've seen that it seems to save money and that's something they'd like to have. So it will be ubiquitous in the 21st century, and other technologies may follow suit as consumers realise there are things they can do to engage in energy markets, generate their own energy, store it. And as an industry, we've got to make sure that we're managing all that.
The Energy Supply Association of Australia's report found that by this year, more than 1 in 7 Australian households had installed solar PV. The installation rates are highest in South Australia and Queensland. In some Brisbane and Adelaide suburbs, more than half of all homes have solar panels. The ESAA's Matthew Warren.
The schemes have been more generous in Queensland and South Australia. So South Australia has 25% of dwellings, which is the highest in the world. And Brisbane's not far behind with 23%, and then Perth and WA at 18%. So they are at the front end of the bus.
Were there other trends around Australia that you picked up on?
Well, certainly where it hasn't gone in is the most affluent suburbs. It's very popular with retirees. It's popular with mortgage belt consumers who probably are more price conscious. It hasn't been in the inner city and the trendy inner city suburbs, partly for reasons of there's not so much roof space and there's more renters, but it just hasn't appealed to that dynamic. So it's a very sort of normal Australian household purchase rather than something that you would have thought was bought by more affluent households.
While Australians are taking to household solar enthusiastically, the ESAA found large-scale solar projects are less common than in other countries. Matthew Warren.
It's one of those peculiarities. What we're seeing here is an accidental experiment, both in the way we deploy policy and what happens. So we've seen almost no utility-scale solar in Australia, whereas countries like Germany and the US have predominantly utility-scale solar. And that's because of the way our renewable energy target has been designed. So it tended to bias towards lowest cost renewable generation like wind at the expense of slightly higher cost utility scale like solar. So that may change over time, and it's something we need to look at because one of the challenges of using increased levels of variable supply generation like wind and solar is you need to manage those factors like frequency and voltage And the more diverse the sources are, the easier that is to do.
Matthew Warren from the Energy Supply Association of Australia, ending Samantha Donovan's report.